eat steak, eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, eat steak, do we have one beer? Eat beef, eat beef, it's a mighty good food. It's a great day meal when I'm in the mood.
Yes.
So for a family who's never bought a side of beef before, is a huge benefit. I mean, we'll get out the recipe book, decide what we want, and then go pull it out of the freezer. Or right. if we don't know what we want, we'll go look in the freezer until we find, hey, this sounds fun for tonight. We did ribs last weekend. That was the first time. We're not big rib eaters.
Right.
Generally, when we do our processing, we give the ribs to someone else, and we'll take more ground beef or something. But we did ribs last weekend, and you know, it's just it opens up a lot of adventure in your meal planning for the family when you've got a whole side of beef. What kind of investment for a family are we looking at? If let's start modest. Let's take a quarter of a
sure.
steer.
Yeah, so you can order a quarter beef on our website. It's about 75 pounds of beef, and it'll run you about $695. Half beef will run you $1,325, and a whole beef will almost $2,500.
But it's meat you'll have in the freezer for quite some time.
Yep.
And by the way, just so our listeners know, the beef industry in Arizona alone is a $784 million industry. That's in cash receipts. That's not counting the contribution that the beef industry gives to those that they employ. How many employees do you have, Tim?
We probably have 20 to 25.
There you go. So, and that's just one rancher. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind, but it's... you know, it seems like a big investment for a family to buy a whole beef, but that's meat that's going to last what?
Well, you know, it could last a year.
Yeah.
So the unit price goes down, the price per pound as you buy more beef from our company. A lot of people will go in with the neighbors or with other family members, you know, the brothers, sisters, and they'll buy a whole beef because it's cheaper to get the whole beef, and then they divvy it up based on what each family member really likes.
And I haven't bought beef in so long because we've been raising our own. And but you had mentioned that quarter pound. I divided, that's $8 a pound on average.
Right.
For a quarter beef, all organic, locally raised. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what it is in the store, but that can't be. I mean, that's pretty competitive, I would think.
It's very reasonable. So, you know, you look at $8 a pound, it's a little expensive for ground beef. But it's very reasonable for ribeyes and New Yorks and top sirloin, the middle meats. You get roast.
And it's very reasonable compared to going to a restaurant and ordering a steak. We still have to do that because we have to support our local restaurants, by the way.
Now, a question
that bought from him, too.
That bought from Tim, so.
A question.
You can buy it from Tim for $8 a pound or the restaurant for $12 a pound.
There you go.
Well, I know for a fact, Jennifer, I just bought ribeyes at our favorite butcher shop, and it was $24 a pound.
Yeah,
it was a very good steak, but that's what you're going to get. But I have a question for the homeowners.
Sure.
Not having grown up on the ranch, many of our listeners are urban folks. Mm-hmm. They're thinking, how in the world am I going to store a quarter of
good
beef?
Good point.
I mean, I think it takes a much smaller chest freezer than people realize.
1 cubic foot for 35 to 40 pounds of beef.
1 cubic foot.
Is the rule.
And so, it comes shrink wrapped, frozen.
Cryobacked, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And we deliver it right to your house.
Now, when the other thing too, and I know you clarify this on the website, but if I'm to buy for my family a half a beef, I mean, it's cut up, right?
Oh, yeah. It's all.
I don't know why I felt like I had a need to ask that question.
It's got the hoof still on it, some hide.
We rail it in your front door on the rail.
Okay.
The other thing that might make people nervous is wondering, what am I going to, I'm not familiar with the different cuts, but y'all have a great website, the one you talked about, Arizona Grass Raised Beef, and it's got great recipes on there.
It does.
And specifically for the organic grass-fed beef, and also lots of recipes and tips. So,
yep.
Yes. And Fill Your Plate also has a lot of recipes that are beef related, but you ought to go to Tim's website first because they're connoisseurs of this. They get their product. They know it. You know, and Romy, I've got to add a few more points to those statistics because you're my numbers guy and you appreciate
it. Hey, I've been saving this. I sent it to you. Do you remember this?
Yes, you did. But just on
I'm
those,
saving it for a little later.
Those cash receipts at $784 million. Well, normally beef in Arizona is at the top of the leaderboard, as I like to say it. Number one, it's not unusual for us to have $1 billion in cash receipts with our beef. This is just proof of the pudding that our Arizona families and America at large likes their beef. An awesome thing. Well, you've cratered down, in my book, to like third on the leaderboard, although that's not that much of a fall. But just for our listeners to know, these ag commodities, they'll have shifts in the year depending on what's going on with the market, some of the challenges with ranching. Mm-hmm. So while beef is typically at the top of the leaderboard, number one in terms of selling cash receipts, and by the way, those are dollars that come into Arizona. That's an economic benefit to us. So it's typical that beef is number one. I see you guys being back up there again. Usually there's a rotation between dairy and beef. Right now, head lettuce is at the top of the leaderboard. So we need our vegetables, and you can't have an awesome steak from Tim's company without a great
salad. A cold
salad.
Garden salad in front of it, right?
Yes, without right. A great salad. So it's all good stuff.
If you've got a question or like to talk to the Farm Bureau or Tim Peterson, it's 1-888-767-4348, 1-888-ROSIE for you.